Country Club FM.
Oh, yes. I'm going to Denver. I'll be gone. So Rocky Mountain High, the whole thing, Denver, Gatlin Brothers. So you'll be here. Who's filling in for you? Yeah, basically they're filling in for you. They're in the sidekick chair.
Yeah.
You're over here. So who is filling in for you?
Allie and Terry.
What order?
That's a good question. I think Allie's here tomorrow.
As long as they know.
Yeah. Yeah, Allie's here tomorrow. Terry's here on Friday.
Okay. Thank you for that. I need to mention here before we get into it, that if you missed any of the Bob Almanac salute montage and look back and remembrance in memoriam for 2023, they are posted on the My Bob Country Almanac page where we archive past almanacs.
And you did see some response yesterday.
I know. And it was all positive.
Yeah,
from what I saw. And, well, I have a filter. Anything negative gets filtered out, deleted. I don't even see it. Because that hits hard.
Right.
It really does. But no, it's at mybobcountry.com. Click on Almanac, where we put the past almanacs. Of course, it's part of the actual almanacs on Monday and Tuesday. But also, I went and put the whole thing, all 6.5 minutes of it, at the top. And then at the bottom of the page is the list of the people.
Okay, very cool.
That's more work than I put in for the radio station between 10 and noon in a long time.
Yeah.
I'm usually napping.
And I don't blame you for the hours you work, but I really enjoyed that. That was fun. That was a cool deal.
Wednesday, January 10th, 10th day of the year, of course, 1870. He's one of the men that built America, John D. Rockefeller. His brother and other business partners created Standard Oil.
Oh, that was a monster.
One of the monsters. And, of course, they had to break it up eventually. When Teddy Roosevelt got in there, he was the trust buster. He and the trust busters, the monopoly busters, had to break it up. And it's interesting to see, if you go back, and there are these charts, these flow charts that show Standard Oil and then all of the other oil companies that bracketed off of that. And a lot of those are still in business today.
I think BP is...
Yes.
Was a part of Standard, was a branch... I mean, I know when I was a kid, Standard Oil, Standard gas stations were still a big deal.
Is that the one with the little torch on it?
No.
What was the logo with the torch on it?
It was kind of a...
That was Amoco.
Yeah, it's a red, white, and blue kind of a... Not quite a complete circle, but I don't know. Kind of more of an oval. I can see it in my mind. It's hard to explain.
He's our Old West super fan. So we're talking about Buffalo Bill Cody, 1917 frontiersman. He was a showman.
Yeah.
He was one of the great characters of the Wild Wild and Old West.
Yeah,
he died on this date at the age of 70.
Yeah, born in Iowa. He was an Iowa kid, Army Scout, Pony Express rider, wagon train driver. He worked, I think, on a railroad for a while, and then he started his Wild West shows in the 1880s and traveled around the country, and then went to Great Britain and Europe, made it a worldwide thing. Guy was an amazing businessman, showman, and Wild West figure.
What's really interesting is basically anything west of the Mississippi, from Missouri, Iowa, and on to the west, was considered the Wild West, wasn't it?
For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Think about that. Missouri Territory, let's head to it.
Yep.
Gateway to the West. That was 1917. How about 1969?
Have you tried cakes and pies?
Little Debbie!
Mighty sweet, wholesome treat.
Little Debbie!
I forgot about
chocolate snack cakes, oatmeal cream, Swiss cake rolls.
And what about fudge brownies?
Ooh, yeah.
Little Debbie introduced their fudge brownies with that unidentified nut on the top. We still don't know.
No, we don't.
We've done tests.
Are those man-made? What are those?
Tests and tests and tests. We don't know if they're of this world.
Right.
To be honest. And then, of course, those morphed into cosmic brownies.
Oh,
where they put the colored specks on there. And they were the cosmic brownies. When's the last time you've had one of those Little Debbie brownies? And are they really brownies?
They pretty much are, I think.
Yeah, they're not bad. They're chocolatey.
Yeah.
They're usually soft and moist.
Yep.
And they were introduced. There's still no oatmeal cream pie. You can't compete with the oatmeal cream pie, the original.
No, no, that was
Little Debbie's snack. No. The one, the food that built America.
Right.
To be honest. And also gives many young people the chance of getting diabetes.
For sure.
Correct? And, I mean, they're very sugary. What are you going to say?
Yeah.
You know, eat them in moderation, please.
Exactly.
We would microwave them just a little bit.
Ooh.
You wouldn't cook them. We would just microwave them just a little bit. Just a little blast of radiation. Just a little warmth.
Yeah.
And then you probably could put ice cream on it, too. I don't know if we ever did that, but I'm sure it has been done. And, of course, we're talking about the oatmeal cream pie. Mm-hmm. But the fudge brownie would work that way, too.
For sure.
1982, let's remember this guy.
According to the Constitution, Bill, what's the proper term for our form of government?
At the moment, shaky. Or will you accept?
The great Paul Lynn, Center Square. I'll take Paul Lynn the block.
Right.
He died at the age of 55 on this day.
Boy, he was young.
Loved him as Uncle Arthur.
Yeah.
Uncle Arthur. Did he have AIDS?
I don't know.
He died of immunodeficiency. But he was 55, center star, Uncle Arthur on Bewitched. He was just a real talent and very funny and witty.
Very much so.
And he was much into the double entendres.
Yes, he was.
On the Hollywood squares. One of my favorites, when a male falls off the boat and into the water, it's man overboard. What do you yell when a woman falls off the boat into the water? Full speed ahead. That's one of the greats.
Yes.
How about this date in 82?
Third and three. We'll see a pick of some kind on the right side, possibly.
Montana. Looking. Throwing in the end zone.
They call it the catch, and a dynasty was born. Just think if they lose that game, I think the 49ers still would have been good, but who knows? You never know. They may have done some things, the butterfly effect, the whole thing, and he threw the ball over Ed Too Tall Jones somehow.
Yeah. So you got to get that up in the air, and then Dwight Clark leaping, kind of that back camera, the ball's just coming, and there's no sign of Clark, and all of a sudden he's in and leaping and making the catch.
It's a great catch radius.
Yes.
They didn't have that term back then in 82, but that's what they call it now. Catch radius. The ability to go up and get it. And you catch it at the high point. And that was Dwight Clark.
That.
Caught from Montana. They would go on to win the Super Bowl, of course, in Detroit. Later on against Cincinnati. It was 28-27 over the Cowboys. Ted Nugent was on Miami Vice this day.
You got something for me?
Oh, you better believe Crockett's got something for you. And you know what it is? It's a bulletproof attaché case. It's a bulletproof briefcase. Because Ted Nugent tried to shoot Crockett.
Wow.
But Crockett had a briefcase that was bulletproof. And then, of course, Crockett ended up gunning down Ted Nugent. And the rest is history. Ted Nugent. They had a lot of good cameos on Miami Vice.
Oh, for sure.
Willie Nelson was on there.
Well, was he? Okay.
Phil Collins.
I remember that
and then
one.
Ted Nugent, 1985, in the news in 93.
Well, it's official. David Letterman is packing up his stupid pet tricks and moving to CBS. The switch from NBC will reportedly double Letterman's $7 million salary and give him the 11:30 p.m. time slot he has coveted.
This was a date, 93. It'd be a few days later that he did just hilarious news conference with the CBS people, vintage Letterman. But Letterman announced, he did not get the NBC, the Tonight Show.
Right.
Jay Leno got that. Letterman was not very happy about that.
No.
And that's an understatement. So he went to CBS and actually did beat Leno in the ratings many times and was just crushing him in the ratings early on. And then that whole Hugh Grant thing with the prostitute happened. And when Jay Leno had Hugh Grant on The Tonight Show to talk about that, everybody tuned in for that, and then he won the ratings war for a long time after that. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. That was in 93, 1994.
The malicious wounding trial of Lorena Bobbitt began today in Manassas, Virginia. She has admitted emasculating her husband last June. Earlier today, she pleaded not guilty to the charge. This is believed to be a first step in a defense of insanity.
So malicious.
I was going to say, how do you say I did it and then plead not guilty? But there was.
Right. Malicious wounding, emasculating, you know, trimming, you know, whatever term you want to use. She did it. You know, I'm surprised because, you know, John Wayne Bobbitt went on to do some adult films.
Right.
I'm surprised she didn't do, like, infomercials for cutlery.
My, this is a sharp knife.
Yes. Mm. Cuts through. Well, right. You know, they do knives where they cut through tin cans.
Yes. And
somebody did a. Somebody did one where they cut, like, through a car.
Oh, wow.
Right down the middle. Lorena Bobbitt. So that whole trial thing with Lorena and John Bobbitt.
Kind of makes most guys wince a little bit.
That's one of those ones, again, the 92, 93, the OJ,
yeah.
The Tonya Harding, the Joey Buttafuoco, and then this. I mean, it was just one after another after another, just the silly stuff that just dominated the news.
Right.
1999.
You woke up this morning.
It is, because it's The Sopranos that debuted on this date. That's 25 years ago now, Neil.
Jeez.
That's 25 years to you and me.
Wow.
So, it's a mob drama. I've watched clips and seen portions. I've never sat down and watched the series beginning to end.
Yeah.
Really should, but at the time didn't have HBO. They didn't have streaming. You would have had to go on and buy the DVDs, and I wasn't willing to fork that kind of money out. So it's just now you can, you know, get the HBO Max app or whatever it is, you can stream it.
Yeah.
So one of these times when I'm laid up for a long period of time, maybe after my first bypass, we'll see what happens. Maybe Sopranos. It's on the list.
Yeah, it certainly got critically acclaimed, and it was hard-hitting and graphic.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, mob, as you said, mob drama.
2016.
Some breaking news in to us just now this morning. It's been confirmed that David Bowie, singer and musician, has died at the age of 69 this morning.
David Bowie, the rock legend. It's just his birthday a couple of days ago.
Yes.
He's gone but not forgotten.
He had just turned 69.
Yes, and that was this day, 2016. And then this was close to home because it was just across the border in Wisconsin.
Tonight, 13-year-old Jamie Kloss is alive and safe, and even police here are stunned.
My legs started to shake, man. It was awesome.
3 months after she disappeared, Jamie turning up 70 miles from the Wisconsin home where her parents were brutally murdered.
She was in Barron, her parents murdered. She was taken to Gordon, like I said, 70 miles away in Wisconsin. And the story of how she survived and how she escaped was pretty harrowing.
Amazing.
Jake Thomas Patterson was the person who did the abducting, and that was this date
and
in
the
2000.
Murdering.
Yes, indeed. And 2019, this is the date that she escaped, was found, and was. I don't even know if she knew her parents were dead at that time. Do you remember that story? Did she know that they had been killed? I would assume that she was there.
She did.
And then she was reunited with the remaining members of her family that were surviving. That was 2019.
Sad,
very harrowing, but heroic.
Heroic, yes.
For her
the way
to
she
escape.
Came back, yeah.
Yes. So that was 5 years ago, 2019. We have birthdays now.
Hi, I'm Larry. This is my brother Daryl. That's my other brother Daryl.
Yes, they were sitcom legends.
So how you doing?
Okay, except I throwed my back out last week crawling under a house.
Sounds like a tough job.
Wasn't a job. I just like crawling under houses.
He was Larry of Larry and the Darrells.
Yeah.
On the Newhart Show, William Sanderson, 80 today.
Wow.
Great, great character. When they wrote them into that show, that was fantastic.
Yeah, and he was in a lot of shows.
Every show needs kind of that comic relief where they just show up and then everybody laughs.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Isn't that how that happens? So happy birthday, William Sanderson of Larry and the Darrells.
They held each other tight as they drove them through the night. They were so excited.
Rod Stewart, Hall of Famer, rock and roll.
We're going to have some good music again today, I think.
The raspy-voiced Rod Stewart.
Right on. My little sister's crush.
Well,
all about Rod Stewart.
Still touring. He wasn't
a lot of hits.
Still touring not too long ago, 79.
Way back when, in 67.
The voice of Donald Fagen of Steely Dan.
Which I understand he's having health issues.
That's why they had to cancel their appearance opening for the Eagles.
Right.
They brought in the Doobies.
Yep.
Boston, so young and
Donald Fagen is 76. He sang on all their hits.
Yeah.
And he and, of course, Walter Becker.
Right.
They were the two founding members. They were Steely Dan. And, you know, at one point in time, Don Fagen had his own group, Don Fagen Jazz Trio, on the drums for the Don Fagen Jazz Trio. Actually, it was for his band Leather Canary. After the Don Fagen Jazz Trio, he had a group that he'd put together, Leather Canary. And on the drums, Chevy Chase. Believe
wow.
it or not, yes.
Leather Canary.
Leather Canary.
How do you come up with that?
Oh, and then you know how they got the Steely Dan name? You know where that comes from?
I don't.
I can't say it, but you'd have to look it up, as we like to say here on the Bob Almanac.
Hi, I'm George Foreman, and this is my lean, mean, fat-reducing grilling machine. It grills delicious food in a healthy way, fast.
But George Foreman...
Can you just imagine how fat George Foreman would be if...
If he didn't
have his George Foreman grill?
Right.
I mean, he was already a big guy.
Right.
That is true. So, George Foreman, 75 today, the Boxing Hall of Famer. He was a world champ. He beat Joe Frazier.
Yeah.
And I think more than Ali, he knew when to retire.
He did.
He retired. And Ali hung on a little too long.
Right. And I think it's fitting that we mention Daryl and his other brother, Daryl, and then you got George and all his sons, George.
They're all George.
Yeah, George
the Eighth.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so happy birthday, George Foreman, 75.
You go around telling lies, and now you want to compromise. What you trying to do to my heart?
Pat Benatar, 71.
One of the best Medina shows I've ever seen.
One of the first ladies of rock, too,
for
I think.
Sure.
She took it to a new level there in the early 80s. Happy birthday, the singer Sean Colvin.
For a few small repairs, she
listed
said.
As a country folk singer. I don't remember having a whole lot of country hits.
No.
Sonny came home, not Sonny come home. It's right. Not like Snoopy come home. This is Sonny came home. And Sonny did come home, and that was a good thing. Celebrating number 58 here today for Sean Colvin.
There was this girl who...
Everybody impersonated the lead singer of the Crash Test Dummies, Brad Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
It was a big hit. And a fun name for the band, Crash Test Dummies.
It's great. It's no Leather Canary, but
no.
It isn't bad.
He's 60 today. We have a wrestler.
Wait a second, Gene. Are you calling me a liar? Are you calling me a liar? Say the words. Are you calling me a...
Never.
Shut your mouth! I'm asking you a question. Are you calling Buff Daddy a liar?
I'm not calling you anything. I'm asking the questions here. You're not asking them.
You bet. Mean Gene. Is there anybody who makes more cameos on the Almanac than Mean Gene Okerlund? He'd be right up there.
I don't know who else.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's Buff Bagwell.
Buff?
Who's 54 today?
Okay.
He had the top hat and everything. He was Buff. Wasn't that going to be your name? You're going to be Buff Freeman there
Buff
for
Freeman?
A while.
Yeah.
I thought.
We can mix to make you jump. The Mac Daddy make you jump. Oh, Daddy Mac will make you jump.
One half of Criss Cross.
Don't try to compare us.
I for sure thought you would get up and jump.
Yeah.
To Criss Cross. That's Daddy Mac. Chris, Daddy Mac Smith, one half of the Crisscross. They wore their pants backwards. That was kind of their thing.
Mm, right.
And they were like pre-teens. They were like 12 or 13 years old, and they were having rap hits.
Oh, my.
And, you know, the best of him, 35 today.
Yeah.
For, no, wait a minute. 70, that's 45. Oh, my goodness. I'm blown away. Daddy Mac is 45. How can that be?
I don't know. I'm not, this will surprise you, but I'm not familiar with that, with them. So
they did an episode of Gunsmoke, you'd be stunned.
Well, then I would be stunned.
Right.
Gone but not forgotten today, American revolutionary Ethan Allen. He must have done something, right? Doesn't he have a furniture collection named after him now? I think so.
Ethan, a whole store.
Allen, right, 1738. Speaking of Old West names that you would know, he was the older brother to Jesse James and outlived him by a long, wide margin. Outlaw Frank James, who was in Northfield, 1843. Of all the three characters, you know, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion, I was always a Scarecrow guy. Ray Bolger played that part.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Do? Why, if I had a brain, I could
while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain.
Neil, how many times have you been asked the question?
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Do?
Well, it gets monotonous, really. 1904 for the dancer and actor, very talented man, Ray Bolger. R&B singer Johnny
Just
Ray.
Just walking in the rain.
There he is.
If you've got a song about walking in the rain, and if there isn't whistling in it, you've done something wrong.
It's wrong, because it will not work. We've had singing in the rain. We'll have Who Will Stop the Rain.
He is not given enough credit for his involvement in the birth of rock and roll. Tony Bennett called him the father of rock and roll. And that's Tony Bennett.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's impressive. Brings to light maybe we've done it. Have we done a Fae Five with songs about rain? We probably have.
Or songs with whistling in it.
Well, now that would be good too. Johnny Ray there, born on this day, 1927. Let's talk about Baseball Hall of Famer Willie Mack, Big Willie McCovey. You know, he hit behind Willie Mays in the lineup for a long time, and I would have to double-check it, but at one point, he was the National League leader in career grand slams. He delivered, I think he had 18 career grand slams for the big lefty. Willie McCovey, Baseball Hall of Famer, born on this day in 1938.
So he is just below Willie Mays and just ahead of Willie Norwood among the all-time Willies?
Yes, I would say he's ahead, certainly, of Willie Norwood.
If you're going to San Francisco.
Remember Scott McKenzie?
You know, there was a time they would stop you at the city limits of San Francisco. And if you didn't have a flower in your hair, guess what? They turned you away.
Turned you away.
You couldn't enter.
I've never been to San Francisco. Don't anticipate I'll be going anytime soon. But if I do, we'll have flowers in your hairs.
And what kind of flower would that be?
Yeah.
Gold medal?
Yeah, more than likely. I don't have any hair to put a real flower in. Scott McKenzie, born on this day in 1939, the great Jim Croce.
Leroy, he a gambler, and he like his fancy clothes, and he like to wave his diamond rings in front of everybody's nose.
Boy, he had a couple of songs there where it was about guys that are too big for their britches.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't mess around with Jim, and then Bad Bad Leroy Brown.
Right.
Both of them got cut in about 100 places and shot in a couple more, right, Neil?
Right. And you don't spin into the wind. Jim Croce, boy, during the early 70s, he was all over the radio and just a true talent and died early, of course, in a plane crash. Jim Croce, born on this day in 1943. He was old. He was chairman of the board. He was the son of old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra Jr.
I want to wake up in that city that doesn't sleep.
Kind of sounds like him.
He does.
And find I'm king of a hill.
And abducted.
Yeah, survived his abduction. And his dad paid the money.
Yeah, he did.
He got him back when he was 19 years old. Frank Sinatra Jr., born on this day, 1944. And she was in Deep Throat, Linda Lovelace, 1949. And she came out strongly against pornography.
Really?
In her later life. Yes, Linda Lovelace. Born on this day, 1949. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Sammy Kershaw.